Just play more music for me. That's all I cared about.
But even then, I wouldn't sing it in the car with kids.
Most of those songs, although
They wouldn't
cops wouldn't be a
understand
big deal.
necessarily,
Yeah.
but
Are you ready for today's topic?
as I ever will be.
Well, today's topic is this is an intro setting up part two because the last podcast we released ended up being 45 minutes.
I had a feeling there was a
And
lot.
so rather than release all of it, I cut it in half-ish.
Oh,
And
good.
this is our intro right here.
So smart.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I have the wrong one on again. That is twice that I've done that. Somebody take the technology away from me and fix my problem.
You're
No,
just
I'm not currently.
your mind is swimming.
I don't know about that, baby. Are you dancing for me?
Am.
Well, since we last talked, any other tricky rules that you have picked up on or otherwise you want to share?
No, but a funny story to
Let's hear it.
share.
Let's hear it.
So you know how I asked, sorry, the question. It's my Indiana accent coming out. Sometimes K's can be tricky. Anyway, do you remember when I asked you about what happens if somebody hits the ball and there's so much spin that it bounces on the other
Yes.
side, but it bounces back
Yes.
over the net? So at the court
Oh
today,
gosh.
one of the guys was like, "I know how to do that." And he demonstrated to me
Yeah.
this a particular way to hit the ball to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And it was cracking me up. He didn't actually
Was it
accomplish
Ron?
it. It was.
Like, not even a question. I didn't see it happening. I knew for sure it was Ron.
In the entire time that we were doing the drill, he was trying to hit the ball
Yeah.
that way to show
So
me.
helpful for the drill.
I mean, it worked out fine. It's still,
Was it his drop shot he was working on trying to do it
Well, it ended up a drop shot,
with?
but he was trying to show me that if the wind was blowing a little harder, it would probably spin back over the
Should
net.
call that the flop shot.
I don't know. It was he
Just
basically
flops
took
back
the
over the net.
paddle.
Yeah.
It was flat with the top facing up,
Yeah.
and he like just punch. Anyway, he did it over and over again, and I was very
How many times did
entertained.
he actually get it in?
Most of the time.
From the baseline?
No, because the person feeding them the balls was not feeding it to
Oh.
the baseline, but
But so the mid-court area.
yep. I would say probably about
He
half went
cracks me
into the
up.
net, but he did get the other half in.
That might be more
But
effective for him than his regular drop shot.
I don't know. No,
I'm
he's
just kidding, Ron. If you're listening, give your dog Holly a big hug for me. It's all good.
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
Anyway, it was very good. I was surprised. So he might be one of the three listeners that we have.
He's not. And can I tell you something interesting?
What's that?
I have a story to share.
What's that?
I upgraded our account with Castos. I
Okay.
now know which of our friends actually listen to our podcast. It's
Ooh.
kind of creepy.
Really?
Yeah, because you're like, you told me you listen to the podcast, but the
Well,
system tells me you don't.
they may not listen every time.
True. I actually know now how many people listen every time, and it's more than three.
Is it my mom?
No.
Really?
Nope.
Okay.
Sorry, Coco.
I think she
Not
actually
trying to throw
confessed
you under the
that. I
bus,
think
but it's not you.
they saved the podcast for their road trips.
There is an interesting correlation there. There will be people who jump on and listen to like eight in a row, and I'm like, well, they're driving to Kansas City from somewhere, right? Yeah. So that's kind of cool, actually. We had a friend, Chris, calling us, called me the other day, and he's like, man, I'm listening to all your podcasts. He's like, they're great, but the music's too loud. I think I may have even mentioned on one of the other
You did.
podcasts, and so he cracks me up. But we tried to turn it down since then. Although I'm not sure I was very effective today since I played the wrong music. Who knows what that's going to sound like?
Exactly.
Okay, so without further ado, let's jump in where we left off on the last episode. What if your paddle flies out of your hand so far, like you just miss a shot and it just like a
I have
frisbee?
seen that.
Can you grab another paddle from the sideline, or can your partner throw you their paddle to play?
I don't know. Tell me, I have no idea.
Each player is allowed to have one paddle during the rally.
Okay, so you can't have like a secret one in your back pocket.
Right. And that rule was put into place quite a few years ago when there was a man who was extremely ambidextrous and won a nationals tournament playing with two paddles because it wasn't against the rules. And he had one in his right hand and one in his left hand.
Wow.
And they immediately put the rule in place right after that.
He caused the rule.
Yep.
He's a disruptor.
I love him.
Yeah.
I need to look up his name. I don't know. I know I've heard it before, but I can't remember it.
We'll put it in the Facebook
Try and put it
comments
in the
once we
notes.
find
Yeah,
it.
that sounds
Yep.
good. Since we're up at the kitchen, which is where a lot of these rules actually come into play, here's a little bit different one. This has to do with the plane of the net. Now, we talked about this before because you said, what about when a ball spins and bounces back over the net? And we said the other team can still play it, but they now have to reach over the net to hit it, right?
Right.
Or reach around the net if it's over on the side.
Right.
Okay. But there's a couple specific rules here as well.
Maybe we should talk about, you know, paint them a picture of how that would work.
So it's a windy day.
Okay.
I hit a high shot up in the air with backspin on it. And so now the wind and the backspin both are pushing it back toward me. And it bounces on your side, which it has to do.
Correct.
And after it bounces on your side of the net, it comes back over the net to my side.
Because of the backspin.
Because of the backspin, because of the wind, because of whatever.
Okay. Can happen here in Indiana for sure.
Happens often here in Indiana for sure. The player, your side, not my side, your team, not my team, you're allowed to hit that ball all the way up until it bounces a second time. Once it bounces a second time, whether it's your side of the net or my side of the net, doesn't matter. It's a dead ball.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that ball comes back over to my side, you can't, you have to be allowed to hit it. So therefore, you have to be able to break the plane of the net.
Okay.
The plane is that contiguous line from the frame of the net. So the net top and the net bottom all the way forever to the right and the left around the world.
Okay.
And up and down.
Right.
That's the plane. Well, you can break that plane, but not until the ball has broken it for you.
Wow.
So the ball has to go back across. Like, you can follow the ball across.
Right.
But the ball has to break the plane first going back before you can break the plane.
So let me continue on this word picture. So, like, the ball bounces on my side. It's heading back.
That I hit.
That you hit. Uh-huh. It bounced on my side, but the wind and the backspin is carrying it back toward the net onto your side. But it bounced in my kitchen. So if I'm fast enough and I can get to the ball, I can still hit it, but it has to go over the plane of the net before I hit it.
Well,
I break the plane of the
net.
You
can hit it first if you can get to it before it goes back over. Right. Of course, that's what you do on every play.
Right.
This is when it has already gone back over or is definitely going to go back over.
So it's still in the air. It has crossed that invisible barrier.
Yep.
And I'm in the kitchen. Yep. It's bounced. I can still hit it.
You can now reach across and hit it.
Almost like in volleyball, we would do that. You can get in trouble for it, but you can do it.
Yeah.
So if your hands go over the net before the ball
roofing
does.
Roofing it.
Yep, roofing it.
Roof.
Yep.
It's not the same as it bouncing, but similar.
But similar. Yeah. That's what I'm picturing.
Uh-huh. Again, wow. You can't break the plane first. It has to break it for you. So
that
now,
be an amazing play.
Now go back to Bert or an Ernie and think about how close you're getting to the net on purpose, jumping toward it sometimes even. Like, your feet, your hands, nothing can break the plane of the net during that Bert or that Ernie until you've hit the ball. Now, once you've hit the ball, you're allowed to have follow through. So if you hit the ball and then you break the plane of the net as part of your follow through, that's okay. Hand, foot, whatever, any part of your body. That's perfectly allowed.
Wow.
Back to, though, specifically this rule about when the ball bounces back over the net.
Mm-hmm.
While I can reach over, I cannot ever touch your side of the court. So I can't reach so far as to touch the ground.
Right.
Or run around the post so far as to put my foot in on your line or inside your court.
Obviously, yeah.
I mean, I can step my foot on the outside edge of your court. I can run all the way to the back of your court. I can run all the way around your court and come back to my side if I want to on the other side. I just can't touch your area that's the lines and inside.
Okay, Flash Gordon.
Well, I didn't say it would take me less than 5 minutes. I just said I could do it. So that's the plane of the pickleball net, and you cannot break it unless you're following a ball.
Understood.
Yeah. Backspin causes it, wind causes it.
How many of these weird things do you got?
Honey, I don't know. There's quite a few. Distractions, I think, is a common one. Like, what's a distraction and what's a hinder? And it's interesting because when we were playing last week, I think I was on a court with James and Joe and somebody else. I think Hannah. And James hit a high one, which he knew I was just going to munch on, right?
Right.
And he was like, uh-oh, right when I was getting ready to hit it. And quite honestly, it threw me off. I was laughing. And so I just whiffed it. I mean, I hit it, but I hit it bad. I hit it on the very top of the paddle.
I do that to you all the time.
And Joe was like, do you want to call that? And I was like, no, please, it's rec play. And he was like, I almost called it for you. He was bad. James didn't even know what he did. I was like, it's rec play. Like, who freaking cares? But here's how that kind of works. Distractions. If I say something when you're hitting the ball, that can be considered a distraction.
Yeah.
But I'm allowed to have player communication.
Right.
So if I hit a bad drop, I hit it too high and it's a little bit too deep, I might say to my partner, back. But that's already when the ball's coming to you. But I'm allowed to do that. Mm-hmm. Because that's not a distraction. That's common to the game.
So me, mine, yours.
Common to the game. Talking to your partner before
get
it bounces.
It. Uh-huh. Yep.
Yep. Which leads to the next one. I can tell you out or in on a shot that's coming at you. Mm-hmm. And as long as it hasn't bounced yet, it's only what we call player communication.
Right.
Just me telling you, I want you to play this ball or let it bounce. Mm-hmm. It is not a line call until after the ball has bounced.
Right.
But if I say to you out or in after the ball has bounced, it is not player communication. It is now a line call.
Right.
So it's very easy to get those two confused if you're not paying attention to what you're doing.
Yep. And that happened to me. I called one with my, well, I actually pointed and I, my hand cues were that it was in instead of out. And so.
Yeah, I was so grateful for that.
Yeah, I know. You're pretty upset. We still won that game, but
did we?
We did.
All is forgiven.
Okay, good. So, I mean, like, I'm learning. That's part of learning is, you know, learning how to communicate on the court while you're in the court. What's protocol? You know, almost like, you know, good manners, I guess you could say. So, I'm learning.
That leads to the next one.
What's that?
Well, when or how long do you have to call out?
I don't know.
So let's say a ball bounces really close to the line, but it's out.
Okay.
But you've got to hit it right when it bounces because you're just trying to get to it and hit it and return it because you don't know when it's in the air for sure if it's going to be in or out.
Right.
It's close. So you've got to play it or be in a position to play it. Most of us aren't going to just pull up instantaneously like with 0 seconds, you know, passed because we're swinging maybe even and the ball's just now bouncing and we're like, oh, it's out. Like, we're going to hit it. If we hit the ball, we have this much time left to call it out. You ready? Before the ball becomes dead, meaning I've hit it into the net, I've hit a net post, I've hit it into the ground on my side, it's okay. Bounced twice. So before the ball becomes dead, or before my opponent hits it back to me.
Okay, so let's say it bounces on my side,
yep. It's
out, but I hit it anyway over the net,
uh-huh.
And then my opponent hits it back at me.
You can no longer call yours out, their shot
and
out.
I can no longer call it out, but because as long they've as... hit it. Yeah, I call it before they hit it.
Yes.
Okay.
Or before you hit it into the net, mm-hmm. or the post, or anything else that causes the ball to be dead, or it bounces twice.
Got it.
I mean, if it bounces twice and you've hit it back, that's probably good for you anyway.
Yeah, that's super helpful.
Yeah. Now, here's the challenge. What if it's up by the kitchen line, it's a wide shot, you're going for the ATP, you whack it and the ball instantly hits the post and there's been no time.
Right.
Guess what?
What?
Sorry.
Oh, of course.
It's a bad hit.
Your face.
Because there's no time, but it's still the rule. However.
Okay.
It seems like there's a lot of momentum, and there has been a rule change in the PPA, which is only affecting professionals. So those of you that are the professionals, probably one out of three are listening there. It's a professional.
One of our three.
One of you three. This is important for you to learn. They're changing the rules so that you get time to breathe and make a call.
Makes sense.
Yeah. I mean
they're,
you have to sometimes
the
be able to
speed
take a
of their game is intense.
Yeah. Speed of my game is intense, baby.
Okay.
We are both laughing over here.
Yeah.
You have to give yourself time to like at least take a breath so you can spit back out a word like out, right?
Yep.
So there's definitely some flexibility there, though it's not really built into the rule book very well.
Yeah. Good to know.
Yeah.
What else?
Well, that's a great question, Sky. Are there any that you thought of that are like, well, what this has happened before?
I think people, especially if they're new, are still confused about the lines on the court. So if you're serving it and it hits the kitchen line, is it in or out?
Okay.
If you're serving it and it hits the middle line, is it in or out?
Okay.
Obviously, the perimeter lines, it's in.
It's not obvious.
Well, most of the time.
In basketball, the line is out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You dribble the ball on the outside line, it's out of bounds.
Well, let's just cover lines real fast.
You ready?
Okay.
I like to sum things up.
Let's do it.
All lines are in.
All lines are in.
And the kitchen line is in the kitchen.
And the kitchen line is in the kitchen. So if it hits in the kitchen on the line, it's on a serve. It's no good serve.
The only time we care if a ball bounces on a line and it's not in would be a serve.
Right.
Because the line is in the kitchen.
So if I'm serving and I hit the line at the kitchen, that is not okay because it's in the kitchen.
That's right. You cannot serve
if
in the kitchen.
If I serve and I hit the middle line,
great.
It's still good.
Yeah.
If I serve and I hit one of the sidelines or the back line, it's still good.
Yeah. All lines are in.
Okay.
And the kitchen line's in the kitchen. And that's
love
that.
It.
It's a super simple rule. I mean, super simple way to think about it. I expected you to say this one. Sometimes the ball, because we play on temporary nets often, we don't always play on permanent courts.
True.
Sometimes the ball hits the top of the net, dribbles over, and hits the crossbar on the bottom of the net.
That has happened recently.
What happens then?
If it's on a serve, it's a do-over. But if it, I don't know.
You have it backwards, I think.
Okay.
If it's on a serve, it is that bar did not interfere with the other player's opportunity to hit it back.
Okay.
You really have to go to what the root cause is for why these rules are what they are. The reason it's a replay otherwise, other than a serve, is because that bar might interfere with my opportunity to return that shot.
Okay.
But since on a serve, the ball has to go past which line?
The kitchen line.
Kitchen line. Then if it hits the net and dribbles over and hits the bar, it would never have made it to the kitchen line.
True.
It would never be in.
So that's
and it would never cause
out.
Me a problem to return it. Therefore, it's not a replay.
Okay.
All others are a replay. But what about the vertical bars on the side? Not the crossbar.
Right.
But let's talk about the vertical bars, including the feet on the outside edges of the court, of the net system.
Goodness, you're just going to have to tell me because, one, I haven't ever done that.
Those are a fault.
Those are a fault.
Yep. They are not considered replayable. That is out of bounds.
Okay.
Yep.
I would have thought that, but. I feel like you're asking me a trick question.
Not trying to, just making sure you understand. Now, let's get really crazy because sometimes this happens.
Ooh, let's get crazy.
Let's get nuts. Prince. I got lots of songs in my head today. Sometimes the net and the posts have space between them.
Yep.
And the ball could actually travel between those two things.
Okay.
So let's say you're outside trying to do an ATP. Instead of going around the post, you kind of go between the post and the net.
Okay.
The BTPN between post net. Was that a fault or allowed?
I would say it's allowed.
What causes you to think that?
Because of that invisible plane of the net?
Well, it's a net system.
It's a net system.
And technically, everything from the post to the post is the net.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to go around the post
is to go to the outside.
To the outside of the post. So now what do you think?
It's not allowed.
Right. It's a fault. It is a fault.
It would be a net there if it didn't have that gap.
Yeah, it's just a bad gap. It's okay. A net fault.
Now that you say it that way, it makes much more sense.
Yes. This is why on that one episode I said using all the logic you have. Because, I wasn't trying to be mean. If you really think through most of these things, the rules make sense.
Yep.
Most of them.
In the heat of the moment when you're excited about getting that ATP. Speaking of which, I had my first on purpose
ATP. I was going to talk about that later. Let's talk about it now.
Okay,
the whole gymnasium erupted.
It was so fun.
It was
and
controlled,
we got the point. Yep.
Intentional, beautiful,
textbook.
And a winner. It was textbook.
Textbook.
Forehand side, but I think you used two hands.
I don't remember.
It looked like you reached with two hands to control it
because
you were really stretching. It looked like you reached with two hands so you could kind of flick it back and control it.
I don't remember, but I just remember thinking, I could do it. I can do it.
And you did.
I did it.
And you didn't like bite the dust or anything either. Like,
no.
You stayed upright. So good job. I've seen people go to them and they poof right on their face.
Yep. My first real one. It was fun.
Let's say you had a coach at that game and they were on the sideline and they saw that play getting set up. Do you think they could yell to you, ATP, ATP, so that you would know to go ATP?
No.
Why?
You're not allowed to coach from the sidelines.
When can you?
If you're the partner, maybe.
I could. Of course.
That's
player communication. I am talking about a coach.
I mean, I guess if you have a real coach, like you're on a real team and it's I don't even know.
If I was watching you and I wasn't your coach, I'm not allowed to say it either.
Right.
You can't have any coaching except for, when is a logical time you could have a coach?
At a timeout?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay. And what else?
At the end of the game or before the game?
You nailed it.
That's so not during the game.
That's correct.
It's the same with martial arts.
Not during the game except for timeouts.
Yep.
Or an end switch if you're switching ends is technically a timeout.
Yeah. Same with martial arts. You're not supposed to be yelling from the sidelines. Yep.
All right. Correct. Since we talked about the pickleball paddle earlier, potentially dropping out of your hands and only being able to have one paddle, let's talk about one more thing. When you hit the ball, what if you've already lost control of the paddle and it hits the ball back over?
You mean like throwing it?
Well, you could intentionally throw it to hit a ball.
We saw that in a pro game.
Correct. You can intentionally throw it to hit a ball, or you might just like I the other day, I was throwing it from my right hand to my left hand to try and reach a ball really fast, and I didn't catch it at all. It just went right past my hand.
Okay.
What if it hit the ball back over?
Wow. I hope people get some of these on camera because that would be amazing.
Happens.
I would say no. It wasn't part of you.
Excellent. You have to have possession over control of the paddle.
That's why in the pro game we watched and he was sliding out and he threw his paddle. Yeah,
he knew.
I think it was just for
fun.
Fun.
Yeah, he knew.
But yeah. I mean, in volleyball, we were able to put our hand on the ground and if the ball bounced on top of our hand, and we would do that sometimes.
Pancake. Yep.
We would even practice pancakes.
Let's go back to the distraction because there is something called a hinder.
Okay.
And it was common in racquetball, at least when I used to play. Hinder was, especially in doubles. So what would a hinder be?
Standing in front of the ball or removing visibility?
That is no, not really. I was trying to
think. That's my guess.
Yeah, it's wrong. I was just trying to think. Like in racquetball, that's not what it is either. If I hit the ball and then I move to a place that prevents you from being able to swing and hit the ball.
Okay.
I'm in your way. That's a hinder.
Okay.
Okay. But your partner can't be in your way. That's not a hinder.
Right.
So what could be a hinder?
Man.
You know this because it happens in every single game you play in.
It does?
Every game.
Delay of game?
One more try.
Why can't I think of this?
When I say it, you're going to be like, oh, duh. You're really going to say that. Or something very close to it. Every freaking game.
They talk to you over the net?
Ball on.
Oh, yeah. Duh.
Ball on is a very good example of a hinder.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course.
The referee getting in the way of returning a shot. Do you think that's a hinder?
Yes.
Interesting.
I mean, you don't want to aim. It would be strategic for your opponent to, I don't know. Some of these things.
If they hit a wide shot and there's a referee in your way to hit the ball, that would be a hinder.
Right.
But if you hit the referee with the ball, that's a fault.
Right.
The referee is considered a permanent object.
Right.
Just like the posts.
And people don't hit your referees. That's not nice.
But if you do, put some steak on it.
No.
Mike.
You're a future referee. I don't want you getting smashed.
That's just a Tina Turner reference.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure it was from Jim Carrey, actually.
Oh, dear.
Yep.
I can't even imagine. I mean, like, if I hit a ball toward a referee, I'd be like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, you would. Well, I think that probably pretty well concludes my list of things that I find interesting that people struggle to understand. On behalf of me, Kevin Huff, the lovely Sky, One Take Wonder, Sweet Love over here, and the whole Sweet Loves team here at the Pod Pod in Anderson, Indiana, please like, subscribe, share, tell your friends that we're ahead of the game, and so are you.